Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ram fans, this is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Welcome back, Ram fans. Episode 437 of Rams Up. And man, finally can take a deep breath and get back to our regular heartbeat with podcasts here. That was a crazy weekend, a very good weekend for our Los Angeles Rams. We've had a few videos out recapping each day of the draft, and we're going to have a roundtable later this week getting into more detail about this draft, get all the guys on board, and look back at this draft one more time. I'm going to do a cursory review of this draft as well, share some thoughts, and the first thing I'm going to do is real quickly run through these draft picks, and I'm going to give you my grade and how they might have done things differently. No real criticism here, though. This was a really good draft. They opened up with edge rusher Jared Verse. And not only were the Rams very fortunate to have him drop there, you know, we had been mocking Latou to the Rams or maybe Byron Murphy because we thought Verse would be gone. In most of our mocks, he was. But there he is, and the Rams select him. Got to give them an A+. This is a high-character guy, a big edge rusher that can defend the run. What else can you say? Nailed this pick. And not sure if there are really any options other than trading back. I mean, the wide receiver Brian Thomas was there, but they needed to add to this pass rush and the defensive line and edge rushers with Aaron Donald walking out the door. Nailed this pick. And then their next pick, they moved up from 52 to 39 to draft Jared Verse's teammate, Braden Fisk, a defensive tackle, stud at the Senior Bowl, another high-character guy, one of Jared Verse's best friends. Now, some people are going to ding the Rams for giving up next year's second to move up. I'm not going to look at it that way. Just on the value of this pick and the player they got, Got to give him another A. Now, interestingly, four cornerbacks went right after Fisk, and some see that as a need for the Rams. I really didn't. Maybe some depth, maybe add some young corners that can contribute a year or two out, but we got bigger issues to deal with, and the Rams went right after Braden Fisk and added him. And remember, that second round pick they gave up, it's going to be the 64th pick in the draft, right? Another player that was there, edge rusher Chris Braswell. Now, if they hadn't have gone verse in the first round, yeah, maybe they could have gotten Braswell in the second. But nitpicking here, Braden Fisk is a solid A. Then in the third round, the first real big surprise at 83rd overall, they draft the running back Blake Corum. And he's not a change of pace running back. He is another version of Kyren Williams, in my opinion. And this guy just gets into the end zone. I'm going to give them an A minus for this pick because I didn't see it as a big need. Hey, but the first time Kyren Williams gets banged up and misses a game or two, we're going to have a different opinion on this draft pick because Corum, man, he is the real deal. Another super mature player. Who else was on the board at that time? Wide receiver Roman Wilson went with the very next pick, Corum's teammate at Michigan. And a safety we really liked, Tyke Smith, was still there. But yeah, maybe go Tyke Smith and get a running back later where they drafted Cameron Kitchens. And Cameron Kitchens was the Rams' next pick at number 99 overall. Got to give this an A where value meets need. Rams needed to add a free safety. We needed a guy that has a proven record as far as interceptions go. Cameron Kitchens is the guy. Now, who else was there? A couple wide receivers, Luke McCaffrey and Troy Franklin. So if you rethink this, different strategy, the Rams come away with one of those receivers. But kind of like cornerback, be nice to have a wide receiver of the future, but free safety is a bigger need right now. And the next pick, number 154 overall, Brennan Jackson out of Temecula and Washington State. I'll give this a B. This was one of Paul's Puka power picks. Love this guy. Scott Richmond, one of our guests, loves him too. The only reason I'm giving him a B is, man, we are just stacked at the edge rusher position at this point. Rams given up on a couple guys from last year, maybe. We'll talk about that in a minute. But Brennan Jackson is another high motor guy, high energy, kind of a theme here with these guys the Rams are drafting. And who else was on the board? They could have selected linebacker Jeremiah Trotter. I've been arguing for a dynamic linebacker to pair up with Ernest Jones, but as we all know, if they drafted Jeremiah Trotter, he's probably going to be a two-down guy at best. So, hey, add an edge rusher. The Rams must have really liked this guy, probably really surprised he was still there. The next pick, defensive tackle Tyler Davis. Got to give this a solid, maybe an A-. Not going to contribute as far as the pass rush goes, but if you want to plant a guy in the middle of that defense to help out Bobby Brown, rotate in for Bobby Brown to stop the run, Tyler Davis is the real deal. And then they got Joshua Cardy, the kicker at 209. I had been arguing for a kicker early in our mock draft season. Some of the roundtable guys kind of pushed back on that. We went back and forth, but I'll tell you, this guy has range. He's made clutch kicks. But I was just overcome with calmness when the Rams made this pick. Now, Cam Little was still there. Is he better? Not sure. Cornerback Kamal Haddon was there. A couple of other options. I'm just going to give it a B because there is that crowd that says never draft a kicker. So I'm not going to give him an A for drafting a kicker in the sixth round. But I don't have a problem with this pick. And then the next pick was Jordan Whittington, J-Witt as they call him, 213th pick overall. And this guy just fits the bill, doesn't he? Just an excellent teammate, great blocker, does the dirty work, just sounds exactly like a Rams wide receiver. 6'1", 205, pretty much the same size as Kupp and Puka, pretty darn close. Eric Yarbrough obviously loves this guy. And this late in the draft, I'll give this an A-. Hey, can't give out all straight A's here. Someone's got to get dinged a little bit, but I have a feeling we're going to fall in love with this guy. Now, it's going to be a little bit of a crowded wide receiver room. We'll talk about that in a minute.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
They finally went interior offensive line with the 217th pick, Bo Lemmer. 41 starts at Arkansas, mostly at right guard. Now, who did they pass on? They passed on MJ Devonshire, the cornerback we like, Taj Washington, the USC wide receiver, Trey Taylor, the safety, Ed Reed's nephew, was still available. He's out of Air Force, so you can be pretty sure he's a high-character guy as well. I have been pounding the table for depth along the interior offensive line, and to get Bo Lemmer this late in the draft, an experienced SEC interior offensive lineman, can't argue with that. I'll give that an A as well. And then the last pick, another name I wasn't familiar with, offensive tackle KT Leviston out of Kansas State. Started 27 games over the last 2 years, all at left tackle. You know what? Take whoever you want at this point. Seventh round. If there's a guy that you think has a shot at earning a starting job or can serve as a good rotational backup, and I think Leviston can. I think he can play guard as well. Go ahead, take a shot here. It's really hard to grade seventh-round picks. I'll give it an A. I assume the Rams were looking at this draft board and the last two picks thinking, you know what, we got to go offensive line. We've ignored that side of the trenches this entire draft, so they go out, get Limmer and Leviston. Makes a lot of sense. So that's my quick rundown on these 10 draft picks. We're going to go through this again in perhaps more detail in our next roundtable. We'll talk about how these guys are going to shape the roster depth chart-wise at each position and where the Rams' remaining needs are over the next few episodes. I got 8 random observations on this draft, some feedback from some experts and such. Rich Eisen, loving the Blake Corum pick. Man, he went through the roof when the Rams made that selection. Of course, Eisen went to Michigan, so maybe he's a little biased. And Lewis Reddick, man, love the Cameron Kitchens pick. He said it outright, future Pro Bowler. Hope he's correct. What positions did the Rams not address? No tight ends, no quarterbacks, no inside linebackers, and no cornerbacks. Probably the last one's most surprising. Figured they'd take a cornerback somewhere in this draft, but they did not. Of course, pretty deep there. You know, you think about the backups here, Sean Jolly, Kobe Durant, Darion Kendrick, and Trey Tomlinson at this point. So pretty deep group. And who are the biggest surprises to me? Guys that went undrafted. Defensive tackle, Gabe Hall. Another defensive tackle, Leonard Taylor, Cameron Kinchin's teammate there at Miami. Cornerback, Dwight McLuthern. And I thought UTEP quarterback, Gavin Hardison, might get selected somewhere in this draft. Someone might take a flyer on him, even the Rams, but didn't happen. Draft picks by conference for the Rams. The ACC, 4 selections. Clemson, Miami, and 2 from Florida State. Pac-12, 2. Brennan Jackson from Washington State. Joshua Cardy from Stanford. 2 from the Big 12. That would be the wide receiver from Texas. And the tackle from Kansas State. And only 1 each from the Big 10 and the SEC. Who would have thought? And we talked a little bit about connections, and I'm going to sum them up here real quick. Tutu Atwell and Cameron Kinchin's high school teammates. Jared Verse and Braden Fisk, obviously, Florida State teammates. Now, I saw on the internet a couple places, Blake Corum's father played for the Rams, James Corum. And I dug deep, and I could find no record of this. Someone stated that he played for the Rams in the late 80s. If he did, he didn't show up in any rosters I could find. Certainly no stats. Maybe he didn't make that final roster. Maybe a practice squad guy. I don't even know if they had practice squads back then, but I'm not calling this fake news. I just can't figure it out. And speaking of Corum, man, this guy should apply for sainthood already. Never given up a sack in pass pro in college, a team captain, the number 2 ranked college football running back by Pro Football Focus, owns his own business, most TDs in college football over the last 2 years, and to top it off, really active in charity work. Man, Rams got a winner in Blake Corum. Now, when we look at this draft class, what does it mean for current Rams? Which Ram players are asking WTF after this draft class? Well, one has to be Ronnie Rivers settling in as the number 2 running back. That's what I thought. And then the Rams go off and draft Blake Corum. I think Ronnie Rivers is still going to be an important player on this roster, but he has to be shaking his head a little bit. Zach Evans, not so much. He has a lot of proving to do, and he has to completely understand the Rams going running back at some point in this draft. And whoever they draft could very well leapfrog Zach Evans on the depth chart, and I think that's definitely the case with Blake Corum. And how about all of the Rams' edge rushers after Byron Young and Michael Hoyt? Keir Thomas, Nick Hampton, and O'Shawn Mathis. We're suddenly 7 deep at that position, at least, not counting undrafted free agents. Now, Jared Verse is obviously going to be at the top of the pecking order. Hey, Michael Hoyt's not going to give up that job easily, but we have to hope the starters will be Jared Verse and Byron Young. And then Brennan Jackson, he comes in more highly touted than the 2 guys we drafted last year, Hampton and Mathis, and Keir Thomas, an undrafted free agent. Decent player, too. All 3 of these guys have to be wondering what the heck. I mean, they fully expected the Rams to go edge. Rams go get one in the 1st round, but then another one in the 5th. They can't be too happy. But hey, this is the business. Go out and prove it. And the 3rd guy that has to be shaking his head a little bit is Russ Yeast, thinking he might have a good shot at being the starting safety. Well, that just got a little bit tougher with the drafting of Cameron Kinchin. So Russ Yeast has his work cut out. He's still going to have a role on this team, but I have a feeling it's going to be a rotational, situational type role for Russ Yeast. And I think Ben Skowronek and Tyler Johnson have to be a little concerned. The Rams drafting Jordan Whittington. We're going to call him J-Witt from now on. The top 3 are pretty clear. Puka, DeMarcus, and Cooper. And then there's Tutu, Tyler, and Ben. Actually, Tutu could be a little bummed that they drafted a wide receiver as well. And then there's Xavier Smith. Pretty crowded wide receiver room. That's a good thing, though. But if you're not one of those top 3 starters, you have some work cut out for you. Hey, you can go out and find all the undrafted free agents the Rams are signing. I'll share them real quickly. Defensive end Anthony Goodloe out of Oklahoma State. Linebacker Omar Spites out of LSU. Center Justin Dedich out of USC. Defensive back Cam Lampkin out of Washington State. defensive tackles, Tuli. Ooh, this is going to be a tough one. Give me a second here. Letule Gassenoa out of Washington and David Oleaga out of Central Missouri. Also a safety, Jalen McCullough out of Tennessee. Wide receiver, J.J. Lapp out of SUNY Cortland. That's State University of New York at Cortland. Ohio wide receiver, Sam Wigloos. Cornerback, Josh Wallace out of Michigan. Wide receiver, Drake Stoops out of Oklahoma. Safety, Kenny Logan out of Kansas. Tight end, Neil Johnson out of Louisiana. And offensive tackle, Blake Larson out of Augustana. At some point, we'll circle back and take a closer look at all these guys. But that's a wrap for this episode. We're going to come back sometime this week with a roundtable, get into these draft picks a little bit deeper, take a look at the depth chart. Lots of good stuff coming up. That's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at laramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.